I'd like to say good morning again to everyone, and especially to the elders that will be watching this on the video stream that will be put on the Council of Elders website. I understand, as Roy mentioned, that that's being well-received thus far, and hope that it does help to process our communications with the ministry, the church, as to what we are dealing with, what's going on. And let me get my presentation here set. I have some handouts. Let me pass these around. There's enough for everyone at the table, and there may be enough for the gallery. I'm not sure. I would ask that perhaps the extras beyond the table, beyond the council, be returned before anybody leaves the room. This will all be a part of the record, but may be subject to other revisions as well. You have an 11-page report that we have worked on with the committee, the administration, and we will be going through that. I'm not going to read every word to you, but the highlights and some of the details we will go through. There's a couple of there's an additional chart that we'll get to and explain as we go along. You'll note on page two there is our recommended media mix as far as the current budget for this fiscal year and how to allocate funds for the media that the committee has adopted. And our rationale for that, as we work through this document, we will deal with. I had mentioned in my report earlier this week that the media committee has been very busy since August working with the administration. We've had a total of 6 meetings since then to deal with this very important issue to the church, and to work it through. And we've come to this point. It is continuing to be a work in progress, but I think we have reached a point where we can come to some resolution and take the media of the church to another level in our efforts to preach the gospel of the kingdom. Both the administration and the media committee have made a very strong, good faith effort to work together to address all of the issues, all of the concerns, all of the needs, most importantly, to create a very effective media plan and media mix. Again, we recognize the need for a longer strategic definition of this plan, and that's going to be ongoing even after these meetings between the two. So what's in front of you is a work to this point that we need to make a resolution on. And then as the budgets and the plans are always subject to change, work forward as we move ahead in this very important goal of preaching the gospel. I'm going to walk you through the introduction and some of our conclusions and the positions where we are, and then we will conclude with, or at the end of the presentation, with the branding update and where we are on that important project that the council approved back in August by resolution and has begun and is at kind of its midpoint of development with the Northlick Corporation in their efforts to help us and engage us with the branding operation. So if you will, let's start on page one. We can go back to that, and let me begin to walk you through this in the plan. We start off by saying that the success of our efforts to preach the gospel depends on the entire church. We will succeed or fail together. No one part of the church is responsible. It is up to all of us to submit to God and to one another in a whole church effort to preach the gospel. That is a statement that the committee felt was very important that we center on and rally around, that this is an entire effort of the church, of every part of the church. The council, the ministry, the membership, everyone is involved in this. And our prayers, our support, our involvement, our dedication has got to be united on that front. We are called now, in advance of the billions and the time of the White Throne Judgment, to preach the gospel. Herbert Armstrong understood this and continually kept this in our minds. Our calling to the work is a very serious duty. The preaching of the gospel has always been the nexus of unity for God's church. Look in the book of Acts and you see the church united in support of the gospel preaching efforts. And our modern history teaches that our greatest moments of unity come when we have a strong and effective evangelistic effort. God will bless our effort when we submit to the imperative of the gospel of peace and take it to the world by deed and by example. And I think that we all share the belief and the feeling that there is a very strong positive message of hope that needs to be shared with a world that is entering a time of crisis and trouble at the close of the age. And they need a message of warning. They need a message of inspiration. They need a message of hope. As well, they need a place to come to as a refuge and as a shelter from that world and from those times where they can be nurtured in an environment within the church body to grow and to develop as potential sons of God. And that is where it is a whole church effort. That is where everyone working together to preach the gospel, to prepare a people, brings us together. So that is at the heart of all of our efforts, and I don't think any one of us would quibble with any part of that need, that desire to share that message that we have of God's way of life and to have a place for people to be placed as a place of refuge to be developed. All right, going on, below are the thoughts of the media committee on producing a media plan for the United Church of God. The committee has worked with the administration on this project, and there has been an open atmosphere of exchanging ideas and concerns. In fairness, it should be noted that the administration has articulated its concerns in several areas, and that is embedded within this report, and would recommend a different emphasis on media planning priorities. The administration has confirmed, however, that it will certainly implement, to the best of its ability, the final plan the council endorses. It does believe, though, that as a part of its decision-making responsibilities, the council should understand its issues of concern, and these will be noted throughout. And as I said, that is a part of the document, and as we go through this, we will be able to discuss and go through those. We recognize that one of the administration's overall concerns, that this plan establishes an immediate mix but does not address long-term strategic planning. And that has been a part of our discussions since engaging the administration in early November, understanding the long-term need for the strategic planning. Their stated concern is that without a long-term view, there is not sufficient planning on how to realign our resources, money, and manpower to take the greatest advantage of the open doors of technology. The concern is that in dealing only with the current fiscal year, we could easily lock into a pattern of annual fiscal planning that will make it more difficult to make future changes in media strategy. The media committee, is aware of this concern and is committed to maintaining flexibility and continuing to work on a longer-term strategic plan. And as I've said, that is true on the part of the committee and will no doubt begin very shortly after the conclusion of these meetings. This is a prime concern of all of us in terms of the needs. We face a rapidly changing technology environment in today's world. Experts in media face very difficult challenges today in forming strategic plans for their media companies. Companies like Comcast, NBC, Time Warner, spend billions of dollars, literally betting billions of dollars on the future, and some of them win and some of them lose. That just represents the environment that is out there. We're not betting billions of dollars in our efforts. We are committing hundreds of thousands of dollars in the sense of our commitment to the various aspects of media. We don't look at it as a game of chance in that sense. Because we do know that there are tested and proven methods of reaching people with the gospel. The web, the internet, is continually developing part of the future, and we recognize that is where we are all headed with light speed, and the experts deal with that and make their best guesses on it. We trust God to guide us through this challenge and to help us to craft the plan that He will bless as we move forward. All right, picking up on this, the media plan presented in February of this year called for producing a 30-minute television specials to be run in selected markets for 4 to 6 weeks in conjunction with an advertising campaign ending with public Bible lectures. It called to place these programs outside the religious programming time of Sunday mornings. The media committee has looked at this plan and feels it should be modified to build on weekly television programming placed either on cable networks or in individual markets or both. All other elements of this plan, this earlier February plan, could be incorporated within a media plan that seeks to build and develop an audience. Print and subscriber development plans can work within a targeted market that builds toward a time when a special program would be developed to run within a market. This could coincide with a special public Bible lecture designed to build personal contact between the local congregations and interested subscribers and viewers. The difference with this approach is the time taken to build an audience within an area, perhaps one with a large congregation. Time is taken to build that audience so that people invited to any type of a public outreach or any other type of a special programming that might be produced would be optimized. Regular weekly television, as opposed to occasional one-time programming, develops a presence for the church that endures within a community. Spread this from city to city, we begin to cover a region and a nation with an effective witness of the gospel. So that is probably the significant difference in the plan in terms of the use of television that we are putting forward as opposed to what was put forward in February. I would add as well to this that the idea, and this was discussed in some of our meetings and not put into this report, but the idea of specials that could be produced is certainly an idea that has merit and could play a role long term in our media efforts. One of the points that was emphasized in the February presentation was that we have achieved a level of success with much of our special programming through the years, the camp videos, the feast films, and there's no question that those efforts have been done very well. Those we desire to incorporate into a regular media effort that will be utilized in television as well as web presentations. And then as an audience is built and as the entire operation develops, the potential for developing even additional specials going forward is still on the table, still possible, as all of those elements are refined in reaching people and helping to build an audience. So that is something that has been built into it, into our programming. We have had some very, very good hires in recent months in our media department of people who are very, very capable at producing very good quality programming. I take my hat off to the administration for that, and I will say, since I know some of these young people that have been added to the media department, I know their heart and I know their attitude and I know their abilities, and it's good to see that coming along in the youth of the church and their development and what they can contribute to the media. And I think that in the long term is going to be a significant component to helping to build the commitment of our young people to the work that we've all been a part of. I think that this effort to engage our media on in television, in the web, in print, and incorporating the skills of our the next generation that is coming on, will be a very, very significant step in developing their commitment to the church and to this way of life. So that is a primary part of what will be the fruit of our enhanced media efforts going forward within the church and telling the story of God's way of life and what it means to every one of us. All right, going back to the report, I just want to read there that it is God who calls and adds to the church. As we spread the seed, we build on the solid infrastructure of our local congregations and our ministry. People will connect to the people on a local level as they are ready and as God calls them. And that is our hope and that is our desire. We list here several reasons for emphasis on television, taking our television programming to the next level. Television is the most persuasive of all current forms of mass media. Television historically generates a high-quality subscriber to a publication or a prospect as that relationship is developed. Television is a regular teaching tool that people can utilize every week. Religious television programs are a church for many people. We recognize that. And it builds an audience and a relationship with people. Used with a vigorous television-related internet site, it can send people to the internet for more information to continue to deepen the relationship. I might just pause right there that any the plans that we have discussed for our television programming integrate directly to the web. It sometimes is a red herring that we get into when we use the word television, because that doesn't say it all, especially in today's technology. We can use video, we can use media. Media is more all-encompassing. But when we talk about producing the television, we normally think of a 30-minute television program as we use it for something like Beyond Today or The World Tomorrow in our past and a program that reaches out. And indeed, that's what it is. But it is far more than that today. The vision for the production of our television or video content is to drive people to the web for additional information that is already there. The vast library of information, literature that we have developed over the years in the United Church of God is there on the web, will be continually developed and augmented through search and optimization of the websites. But also, it will give us the very thing that David Goss presented to us when he was here last December. David Goss, who heads up the web development team that Larry Salyer has put together. If you may recall some of the actual examples that David showed us that morning in his presentation were actual websites. Yahoo Finance was one that incorporates very, very well at this stage video on their websites as we go there in very short clips and sometimes longer clips of information, follow-up stories of dealing with, in that case, with finance. As we develop our video capabilities and our expertise with our technical people, with presenters, with our content, as we air a program, we're going to be driving people to the web. We're going to be encouraging them to go there. And on that website, those enhanced websites for Beyond Today and other aspects of our media are going to have video content there of shorter duration in some cases. It will have the entire program. It will have supplementary material that will augment the topic that is being covered, let's say what happens after death, life after death. That would be the general topic. There will be additional material there of a video nature that will be archived from past productions, new stuff that people will want to see, and will continually be added to that. The video capability for the web then will allow us to reach a broader audience out there, and eventually, as the television and internet merge in whatever it will be in the future, will give us that ability, I think, to be on the if not the cutting edge, hopefully not too far behind, in being able to utilize the technology that is out there for people to connect to us and connect to the message that we have. It will help us in that way. So the church and all of us and gentlemen here in the council, and what we've got to decide here is we've got to get to the point where we don't just lock in on thinking of television and some of the baggage that can be associated with that and the problems. Phil Cook, the other experts in this particular field dealing with television ministries and religious programming, understand the augmentation, the additional material that can be presented in a visual way on the web that will help tell the story of who you are, what your message is all about. And that is where we are headed, and that is what's behind so much of this. The last bullet point here, then on page 2, it says, a television presence will help us develop the brand essence of the United Church of God in a visual and personal manner. Content generated from visual media will be used on television and the web to build brand awareness of the United Church of God. So those are some of the reasons that we want to emphasize that. Now, the question that, that often comes up is television viewing declining in the age of the Internet. The latest data from Nielsen, and I include a statistic here, shows that the number of hours that Americans spend watching television is continuing to increase despite people also spending more time in front of their computers and with their personal digital assistants. The average person spends 4 hours and 49 minutes per day watching television, which is up 4 minutes from the 2007-2008 season, and it shows a continual rise in that, according to Nielsen's tracking of this. And I include that on page three. We won't take the time to go through that. But as you can see, average television viewing per day was about 4 hours in 1991 to 2000, but since then it has steadily risen to almost 5 hours per day. The reality is no further than what a lot of us do, or what I do. When I'm sitting watching television, I've usually got my laptop in my lap, which is where a lot of people are, and I'm surfing, and I'm reading while I'm watching. And sometimes I will go to what is put up there on the web. There's no question that they both are working together. At some point in the future, we're going to be sitting there with a keyboard type of device and on demand downloading to our big screen television sets all the programming we want to watch. That's eventually what will happen. We will watch our favorite programming as we bring it down to a screen that may be about this size for a whole lot less money than we've paid for our current big screen televisions. And as we want it, when we want it. I mean, that's already there with many of the sites such as Hulu, YouTube, in terms of an on-demand presence. We all TiVo and DVR the programs that we want to watch and watch them when we want to. As the web and this concept of television, let's say cable television or broadcast television comes together, that's what people are going to be doing, we think. Maybe it's going to be something completely different, but the statistics are there that television viewing is up. People are still in front of televisions. The attention span, what they're doing, how they're absorbing it, obviously changes and is very dramatic and needs to be addressed as well as part of this. But this season of the year, go to your latest Best Buy electronics store and walk through the aisles. Mine is full of television sets. Big screen television sets, and they're cheaper than they were last year. So you may look at them as computer screens, future computer screens, and that's fine too. That's the reality. Our challenge is going to be for whether we write a word, whether we produce a 30-minute program or a 3-minute commentary. Our constant challenge, gentlemen, is to make it compelling and interesting. I don't care. We can, you know, all the other arguments aside, the challenge is to get somebody's attention with what we have, what we are, what we're all about, okay? So sometimes we can get bogged down in these arguments about is television declining, where's the web, whatever. Whatever we produce in any media content has got to be inspired by the Spirit of God and has got to grab people's attention. And that is a challenge. I write every month. Melvin Rhodes writes every month. Robin writes every month for our publication. Scott writes. Others of you write. And we generate a lot of words. And it is a full-time occupation, as Mike Bennett can confirm as well, to get the right words put in the right way to reach out and to grab people's attention. This is what Mr. Armstrong spent a lifetime learning and trying to and doing, and in a sense left us a legacy which we're continuing to try to build into our present efforts and moving forward. And that ultimately at the end of the day is motivated and led by the Spirit of God to bring about certain actions that we desire God to do. So there is no question, going back here to the document, there is no question that commercial television is expensive. Nobody has an argument about that. While the administration is clear in its desire to develop television as part of our media mix to add credibility and exposure to our message, its concern is that to do it right, we must not only invest in airtime, but also in hiring new staff. This cost must be balanced against pulling manpower and financial resources away from vehicles with greater reach or cost effectiveness. Therefore, it cautions that we should enter the television arena slowly, carefully, testing its effectiveness as we go. We are agreed that television must lead people to the internet, and we recognize the administration's concerns about our capacity to make the needed improvements for proper web support. There's no question that the television is expensive. We are calling for approximately $400,000 allocation of current media budget dollars toward television in this current fiscal year, which, as we will see later, will not be totally spent this year because of the time frame and ramping it up. But we understand the need to go slowly, testing, pulling back where necessary, reformatting, correcting, learning as we move forward on it, and balancing it all against the various other resources that we have available to us to reach out. So we are agreed that television must lead people to the internet and recognize the administration's concerns. We use the concept of the internet perhaps as being the hub and the various spokes going out from the hub, like print, television, web. This is the web is the hub. Print, television, advertising, possible use of radio, or the various spokes, but all of them drive back to the web. We understand that the web itself is the primary driver, and in the process of all of these elements that we are using driving and pointing back to the web with print, we have a vast inventory of material that we have produced over 14 years that is able to be used to generate portals of information on topics such as Bible history, prophecy, family relations, oriented toward young people, spiritual living, Christian living, and all the various topics we cover with our materials to produce landing pages, websites, portals, whatever terminology we choose to use to describe what it is that people engage with when they come to the web. We've got a lot of that information continue to generate it every month. And all of that will direct people to that on which they will be reading past and current and present material in the form of articles reformatted in a shorter term, short introductory type booklet subjects, blogs, video commentary, all the various tools, including social media, that would be a part of that. And this is going to continue to expand. Will we see a time when we would completely ever go out of the print business? Completely out of the print business? I don't think any of us in our lifetime see that possibility. The key is to manage that print within the capabilities of our resources, and make sure that we have it optimized in terms of the levels of circulation that continue to develop a relationship with an audience that wants something in their hands and can still be a very effective vehicle to teach and to lead people into a relationship with the church and with God. Television, radio, advertising, all the others will do that. And this is just going to continue to get bigger and bigger, kind of like the Borg or something, and all will be absorbed in some fashion. So this is just one of the rudimentary concepts that we are working with at this time. Okay? And so, action item at the end of action needed at the end of page 3. To fulfill this strategy, we would begin placement of Beyond Today on commercial broadcast television by April 1st of 2010. With a goal of creating a broad audience awareness of the benefits of God's way of life. This is to fulfill the approved strategy that we have in place and the strategic option of utilizing television to enhance the benefits of God's way of life. Okay? Moving on, let's discuss for a minute the internet. What role should it take? A lot of this may be repetitive. The media committee feels the internet is a key to future gospel efforts. We feel that more resources need to be presently invested in the internet. We want to develop state-of-the-art internet sites. We see the internet as the hub of a media wheel that includes magazines, booklets, television, radio, and advertising. Everything will direct people to the internet for more information, deeper study, and personal contact. The hub is the main support and will only grow bigger in importance with each passing year. We see us developing an internet presence that will contain greater quantity and quality of content with other media efforts directing people to those sites. Increasingly, all video content will be delivered via the web. The United States recently completed a huge and expensive infrastructure overhaul to convert broadcast television to digital to make more television available to viewers. There will be a time when most written content will be delivered primarily through the web, but that time has not arrived. But it's here for some, if that's the only source that they utilize, if they use their iPhone or their e-reader, that is developing, but is not here completely at this time where that's the only one. There will be a time when the web likely will become our primary tool for reaching people with the gospel, but that time is not here yet. The administration's position is that this plan will lower the priority we have had and believes we need at this time for web development and limits our ability to build our present and future capacity to preach the gospel through the web. Serious web development requires long-term commitments and skilled manpower who can work on long-term goals. Its concern is that most of the internet budget in this plan goes into advertising to promote print. Continuing in this direction will make it more difficult to make a transition to better balance from the current 70% of the media outreach budget that is allocated to print. The administration's concern is that the council will include in any future media mix a transition strategy of 3 to 5 years to rebalance our media efforts to move from a print-centered mix to a web-centered mix. The committee recognizes that in time this type of transition will have to be made and that we will need to have an ongoing focus on how to make that change. And I will just speak for myself. I think that time is sooner rather than later. Okay? We recognize that that transition will be made to reach the proper mix of print, web, television, and everything else, but primarily with the web development. One of the issues we've been struggling with church-wide in this area of media is we recognize the need to develop our web strategies. The web team that Larry has put together has worked long hours and produced a great deal of thought and ideas, much of which was shared with us by David a year ago. And as with television and even with print to some degree, the limitations of fully developing, and whether in hiring people and assigning them to particular tasks, has been the absence of a plan. We've struggled in our discussions over the last 2 fiscal years at the amount of money that has not been spent that was allocated to media. We've been concerned about that, all of us. But we also recognize that a part of that reason has been the absence of a plan to adequately, responsibly spend those dollars. And that cuts across all of the various elements. And so the challenge to commit to elements of a plan that will begin to engage the necessary personnel, strategies, and plans to take us to the desired end is where we are. And in our efforts at this point, we've settled on a plan to move forward to begin to spend those dollars to move the operation further ahead in what we feel are tested areas and responsible areas to help us to develop the further strategic options that can take our whole media effort to the levels that we want to receive the end results and to adequately, responsibly use the financial resources that we budget and have budgeted even this year for that. So we recognize all of this needs to be made. And everyone on the committee, along with the administration, I think fairly say we are committed to working together to make that transition as rapidly as we possibly can within our own means and as we adequately understand the technology that is out there. So Clyde, do you have anything to add to that or comment at this point? Okay. Any other questions or comments from the council at this point on this? Melvin?
Just a quick comment. In this morning's USA Today, there was an article on how the four main networks have all seen big increases in their viewership the last few months. Maybe it's partly reflects the economy. I don't know if people can't afford to any other entertainment. I don't know what it is, but you know,
I can't afford too much more than what
that might say. That's right. So people are definitely watching more television. That's the point.
Paul?
I see you. Roy, if you want to go first.
Well, thank you, Paul. Yeah, I ran across an article this morning that gives the third quarter Nielsen ratings about television. It says people watching TV shows on TV more than any other screens measured by Nielsen in its quarterly three-screen report. The audience measurement company said folks watch TV at home an average of 129 hours and 16 minutes monthly. So showing that there's still a huge amount of time spent in front of the big screen. The total was 29 minutes less than a year ago, a decline attributed to last year's Olympics in Beijing. TV viewing on TV still dominates time-shifted web and mobile watching. DVR viewing averages 7 hours and 12 minutes, up 1 hour and 14 minutes. Web watching averages 3.24 minutes, up 53 minutes. And mobile viewing averages 3.15 minutes, down 22 minutes. So Nielsen concluded that people are adding platforms and extending viewing time rather than dividing the same amount of attention to more screens. So they're still basically watching the same amount of television, but they're also, looking at their computers and they're looking at their iPods and so on. So I just found that interesting because it substantiates and backs up what the report says.
Thank you.
Vic?
Yeah. When we were working on a strategic plan a few years ago, one of the first things that popped into our head, and I say that because we were working from too much what I call data, but desires. And that was to emphasize internet. And you know, it is true that we should emphasize the internet. And as we put this forth as a strategic priority, different questions rose. Well, what about this and what about that? Well, as you pointed out, the shift of media mix is unknown as to what's the optimum. Even the biggest industries don't know that, and so how would we? But as it's turning out, internet is becoming the priority because of the diagram that you had shown there, but also because internet has become the ally of so many of the others. It's not just in there, the middle of it. It's actually enclosed in the print. I mean, when you get Reader's Digest magazine, the old standby print magazine, you got rd.com, over the top of it, encouraging people to take a look at rd.com. In our own good news, we have promoted websites of all sorts and shapes. I had talked about in our media meeting that we had here at the residence there with the
week, with the media meeting that we had a week ago today, yes,
right,
on
right.
Television.
I had put out the story about for our Rotary Club, we had the anchor for Channel 6 News, the ABC affiliate, and she is the producer and the anchor of the 5, 6, and 11 news. And when they were doing the news at first, internet was a threat to them. It was a competitor. And they soon learned that let's not make it a competitor, let's make it an ally. And they changed some of the presentation to slower, faster stories, shorter stories. They have trailers running below, encouraging you to go to various sites. They have surveys. As much as maybe we don't like surveys or think they're dumb, people like that kind of thing. Now, how many of you think that Obamacare is good, or whatever? People like that kind of stuff, and they'll click. Also, what's becoming, whenever I go to my son's home, they have their big screen TV. It's computer. I mean, we sit there, we do all kinds of things with it. We watch a DVD. We see their family pictures. We also go on the internet, all on one screen. And one thing that's kind of deterred a little bit of watching TV on computer screens is because, you know, I can get all kinds of Netflix movies in my computer, but I don't want to sit in front of a computer to watch it. But when you get it on one big screen and have a universal keyboard and then go anywhere you want, whether to the internet or whether to watch a television program live or to watch a DVD, mm-hmm. and it's all integrated in that way, it becomes a lot easier. And I believe that some of this, which is shifting so quickly, can shift into our favor. And I believe if we lock into this particular thing with having video television, if you will, it prioritized, it's actually going to open up all kinds of doors for us to the internet that we haven't had before.
And that's exactly what we discussed a week ago today when we the committee met with the administration and some of the production staff for Beyond Today, and made a commitment to form a production team that focuses on our video presentations for television, for Beyond Today, and for the web, and begin to draw in some dedicated script writers, content producers, a web developer, beginning to use with the existing staff that we have, not immediately going out making any new hires, but we already have, through the very good hires that have been made in recent months, staff available to begin to focus on this project, utilizing again the energies, the talents, the creativity of a lot of our younger members to begin to develop this so that we can take it to the level where we can do exactly what Vic was talking about, in such a way to engage people as they're surfing, and hopefully with that compelling content, draw them deeper through one of the various elements that we would use into an understanding of God's way of life. And we've got the talent already in place, at least the foundation of it. We can bring those together, then we can, I'm convinced, begin to tell that story. So I wanted to comment on that before we left internet and television. Paul?
Thank you, Darius. I have several questions. Appreciate the work that's gone into this, and especially that it was, even if there are differences in the nuances of the emphasis, that it was a collaborative effort. The budget you have here on page 2,
yes.
Thing here, is this, go ahead, maybe Jason can answer. Is this, who came up with this?
This budget?
Yes.
Okay. This was presented by Peter Eddington and initially within the department, and was given to the committee. We looked it over, and this essentially has become the allocation mix that the committee adopted.
Okay. So the
this represents the existing budget and dollars in the budget for this year for media, minus a couple of categories at the top, overhead, and all.
Okay, so the where it says percentage of current media mix, the very center
yes.
column, that's what it is now, mm-hmm. as I understand it. The one just to the right of that, recommended media mix, those are the percentages as an allocation that would be if we adopt this. And then on the one that isn't highlighted, the direct advertising, those figures appear to correspond, I don't know if you're going to talk about this later, if you wanted to talk about this.
Let's go ahead and talk about it now. If you want to bring this in, this particular page here, the advertising mix from last February, we just put this as a comparison to show the total dollars with the plan of February and this particular plan as being roughly within the same ballpark.
Well, the question I had is, I see, maybe I'm asking this out of turn because you were going to cover it later. I do see a correlation between some of the figures that you have on this in red. I'm curious about the radio. Where is the radio? You have $37,000 in direct advertising for radio in there.
Mm-hmm.
And unless I'm missing it, I don't see it listed here somewhere.
On this one?
In yours. Is it in there?
No, it's not on there. It should be.
Okay.
We currently, our radio expenditures are
zero.
That's what I thought. We have not been airing anything on air on radio at the present time. Is that, yeah, did you have any further question or comment?
Not on that. I haven't on a couple of other things, but.
Jason?
Well, while we're on budget, I just wanted to clarify a couple of things. In talking with Peter, the blue column basically represents, is the key column on this chart. So that's the key, more of the key indicator than the dollar amounts. The dollar amounts are annualized dollar amounts, not necessarily representative of what actual will be this current fiscal year. So the proposed media mix keys off that blue column. So don't, I mean, those dollar amounts are there to show what an annual number would be based on those percentages. But we got to, but since we're looking at this almost 6 months into the year, the actual isn't going to follow those green numbers. And then in addition, we made one change that didn't get updated on this chart. The recommended budget for GM circulation is 450 circulation. Mm-hmm. There's not sufficient dollars to be able to do that at this level. So for these dollars, it would be closer to about 380,000 circulation, to possibly 400,000, depending on good news sent outside the U.S. So in the plan, in the write-up, the change was made to 400,000. It just was not made on this as far as the goal. And then in addition, this I hadn't seen before, how we budget and code. In reality, you can see that print promotions in the original budget is 324,000. 140 of it gets coded to print, meet or advertising, but then there's a portion of that advertising effort that gets coded to printing costs. So in reality, there's not an additional dollars for print promotion. It's pretty much the same. Mm-hmm. So really, from this report here, the additional dollars would be approximately 70,000, moving from contracted services that we would have had in the internet budget to TV. It was basically the substantial change between February and today. So just as a couple of clarifications. It's not an 880 to 126. It's more like 1,050 to 126. The 1.1.
Okay. Peter?
Yeah, I appreciate Jason's clarifications. A couple of things. Cole Keeper asked about the direct advertising column. That's just to give a bit of an idea of how many dollars out of the recommended budget in the green column would be less. Some of the overhead costs and to show what would be more direct advertising available from that recommended budget. For example, if you look at radio, you'll see that the $39,000 budget, but only $37,000 for direct advertising. That's because of a few thousand dollars of other expenses that don't go directly into, say, airtime or something like that. So that explains the direct advertising column. Just give an idea of what dollars are available. And yes, the goal for the good news is closer to 400,000 with those dollars of 1.4 million that was not updated since our discussion the other day.
Larry?
Let me also point out that this is kind of a two-edged sword, and since Darris has read some of the differences of perspective between the committee and the administration, let me use this example. If you look at the direct advertising column and you look at the internet line, which goes down from 12.7% to 12%, then equates to 471,903, et cetera. The direct advertising on the internet is 464,000. That only leaves an overlap of 7,000. Now, we have a little bit of money in the overhead budget that will also be there. But if you look at these numbers, you see that if we spend $464,000, for example, on direct advertising, there's not a whole lot of money for, quote, development. There's not a lot of money for research and development. There's not a lot of money for, there's no money for hiring somebody, et cetera. That has to either show up in a different part of the budget or not be there at all. So one of our concerns that Darris already read is that if we start driving lots of people to the web and we want to make the web adequate to hold their attention, to keep them on the web, then we may need to put more funds into building that web presence than we have allotted here. Now, this is a current budget, which is the reason we said going forward we'd like to see a more of a transition plan that allows us to beef those areas up, just so that's all understood. Because that clearly says it, 471 total for Internet, 464 of it direct advertising, which is paid Google, MSN, Yahoo, et cetera, along with a few other things we did. So the development costs aren't there.
Thank you. I would add, Larry, we discussed in our meeting the other night that as far as the committee is concerned, and hopefully the council would concur, that is an administration decision to, in terms of even reallocating those dollars for web development apart from advertising. And if that is deemed necessary, that's an administration decision to make, to reallocate those. Doug, then Paul.
Yes. I would just say, thank you all for putting this together. It's good to have something like this to look at. And it's exciting to hear, to talk about all of this. Commercial television as opposed to what we're on now, which has its limits. I think we all know that. So that, to me, that's just extremely exciting. I appreciate that. A couple of questions. I'm probably not alone. I didn't have the advantage of hearing the administrations or seeing their presentation last February, although I sense of it actually asked it to look at the PowerPoint presentation that was made. But I didn't engage anybody as to the details of it. I noticed that, and I appreciate, frankly, in here the detail with which, you know, you explained television and the internet, print, and some of the concerns and some of the reasons for. On page 2 at the top, there's obviously a distinction made between what plan that the administration had in February calling for producing 30-minute television specials versus what the media committee is proposing, which is weekly television. I guess what I would like to know is why the because clearly, in both cases, if I understand this correctly, the administration was foregoing on commercial television. It was just in a different manner. Mm-hmm. So what's the fundamental reason why the administration felt that the 30-minute ads, even given what Darris brought up about building an audience, is more prudent than the weekly television? I'd just like to know why the distinction between the two.
So are you asking the administration, the committee?
Yes, I'm asking them because, you know, and of course, surely would want your comments. I'm just wanting to understand the difference between the two as to why, because clearly it seems like both feel that being on commercial television is good. Funneling to the web is key, which is, I think we all know that's wonderful. It seems like there's a difference here between producing specials in markets as opposed to weekly in markets. So
I'll let the administration go first.
All right. Well, keep in mind, first of all, that quite a few months have passed here, like 10. At the time, the council had just put on the objective list commercial television, and the media mix had not been decided, had not been agreed upon. And the question was, what can we do and when can we do it? Mm-hmm. Looking at our capacity, looking at our staff, looking at the amount of money it would take, looking at the need to produce something of a higher quality in certain technical ways, including closed captioning, various things that we would have to do. We felt that to gear up as quickly as we were sort of being asked to gear up to do weekly television, we probably weren't ready for it. We also have, if I may lay this on the table, that was in the original report, I think, but we also have differences of opinion about the effectiveness of television in Canada, which has been going for 3.5 years. And every time I look at those figures, I come away thinking this isn't working very well, and yet some people look at them and say they are working well, and Canada certainly thinks they're working well, but we have never dealt with cost per responses in the level of $40, $50, $80. So we don't see that as effective. We didn't at the time, and that was part of the PowerPoint, if you will remember.
Yeah.
And the audience was also a very narrow demographic. So at that time, we said, in order to get the program in a broader market, to get the program viewed by common people, if you will, the average demographic across the span, that an occasional special or going on local markets for short periods of time where you could create a presence, see if you got any response, and our understanding at the time was if you succeeded, you'd want to maybe extend that and not do something else, or all kinds of possibilities. But we were putting together a plan that we thought we could handle under the circumstances. We have moved to a capacity to be better able to do weekly television, as Darris has described, with trying to put a team together. We've picked up a couple of new employees. We will have to pick up at least one, if not more, to be able to do the script writing and so forth we need. And that's underway, as you happen to know. But we're in a better position today to do weekly television. We still are concerned more about the balance of television and the web, and the fact that television will of necessity create more print products and so forth, though I'm happy to hear that we're willing to make the internet the focus of that. There are changed circumstances, but at the time, weekly television seemed to be beyond our immediate capacity, at least in my opinion, and perhaps the rest of the administration. We had differences of opinion on that.
And I don't want to get into an extended conversation, because we've had that and discussed it for hours, and we don't have that time this morning, but I would just respond. We understand what was presented last year. The Canadian airing of Beyond Today has given us a lot to work with. We too, as a committee, are not happy with the high cost per response, but we also recognize that's not the sole indicator of measurement for the effectiveness of a program, but that's a longer discussion, Doug. The demographic up there appears, by statistical input, to be coming down. That's another story. We can talk about that offline. So it's no longer 60-plus women. Nothing wrong with 60-plus women, those of you out there. But there's trends from our statistics show that's coming down. The idea of that was presented for many of us, discussing it with some of the people with years of experience in the media, that was an untested idea that we weren't completely sure would be the way to jump into immediately. And the idea of buying time outside of, let's say, the Sunday morning religious programming market, at the time, there was not information available to show a cost comparison. The general expectation is that's going to be more expensive to buy. So we felt this was the way to begin to enter that area and see where it goes. We can have a much longer discussion on this, but time marches on.
Sorry.
So does that, Doug,
yeah, on that
answer?
One, I have a couple of other questions.
Okay.
So
then
we're going to be asked to adopt this or not.
Yes.
That's why I'm asking
sure.
questions. That's the only reason. On page 4, in the internet, there's in the report, it mentions in paragraph 3 and 4, again, the distinction or difference, I guess, between the administration's concerns or their position versus what the committee is proposing. You know, there's statements made that the time has not yet arrived regarding the subject of going primarily to the web. Is that a decision, and again, I'm asking this of you or others, is that a determination that we make in terms of commitment, or that we're looking for something on the technology horizon to give us that indication?
I think that's the goal we're working toward, Doug. It's clearly not completely arrived yet. Do you still read a print publication?
Oh, I do.
Do you prefer that over a digital reader?
I do. I don't have a digital reader.
Okay. Right. So we're not there. We're not completely there yet.
That's not my question. I didn't ask about digital readers. What I asked about is what's included in those two, and it has to do with video content delivered on the web.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about. So my question is, again, who determines? Is our priority that we make a decision to determine that, or are we waiting for it? Who determines when that time has arrived? Because it would appear to me, I was involved in discussions with the council 5 or 6 years ago, and similar statements were made, and I think rightly so, because I see much of what's in here, which is really exciting in terms of we're at a point where to make some. I guess I'm just wondering, is that a determination that we make, but that is maybe a little bit risky? We're going to put we're going to make a commitment here, or television, or are we waiting for some read outside of our own commitments to tell us, okay, the time has arrived, but there's statistics out there that tell us, okay, we need to kind of focus on the internet more than TV?
I might say, Doug, that the fruits will determine that,
yeah,
in terms of beyond hits, clicks,
right,
things. I think we will collectively understand that and see it as we move
based forward. On what we're doing.
Based on what we're doing, yes.
Okay.
And as we watch what is happening in the technology world,
sure,
as a whole.
The only reason I ask that is because this is the first time we're going on commercial TV, the first time since United started.
Yes.
And that's a huge commitment. You guys know all better than I do. I think it's exciting myself. I just think it's wonderful. But that's why I asked the question, because what are we... So we want to basically, if I can say, beta test or... go on it, but see how that response works out as to how much we allocate the future.
We are, as we progress into broadcast television, right, use that term, it is going to be in a measured, calculated way. Nobody is wanting to spend money we do not have.
Right.
We're spending only budgeted monies within the strategic plan. And to spend those funds in a responsible way, testing and finding the best possible markets, placement,
right,
for the church dollars. That answer all?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, Paul?
Okay, if I could go back to my question.
Okay.
Continue with my follow-ups. On page two, once again, if I could also just say that my impression is under the rightmost column with the yellow highlight, the goals, from what Jason just said about the GN circulation, the GM circulation, the WMP circulation, and the vertical thought circulation all roughly are within the parameters that were established for the strategic plan. Correct. Okay? Okay, that answers that.
Paul, within the parameters, except I think the current strategic plan says 400,000 there, not 450.
Yeah, I said roughly.
Yeah, well, part. That's a significant percentage. That's why I corrected that one, but that's the only one I'm concerned about.
Yeah, but Jason just said it's more likely 380, didn't you?
Right, which is also not the target, but is closer.
Okay, but it's not over it.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Then, in your presentation, Darris, can you put that away? Don't need that anymore. This is my constant companion at council meetings. Strategic plan, good. On page three, the left-hand column, the large paragraph above the yellow highlight, you know, in understanding the concerns expressed here by the administration, if I could reread that sentence, while the administration is clear in its desire to develop television as part of our media mix to add credibility and exposure to our message, its concern is that to do it right, we must not only invest in airtime, but also in hiring new staff. And then the balance concern that's expressed there. I think when we had the presentation in February, is Clyde back here?
Yeah,
Clyde's back here. I think Clyde did mention, you know, he said very openly, just like Darris did, TV's expensive. You know, it doesn't matter what you do if you're going to go on pay TV, it is expensive. And correct me if I'm wrong, I'm just trying to understand, we're basically on the same page, because wasn't that also something that could have been said about the direction you fellas wanted to test? If you have to have extra personnel, you always have to have that in mind, you know. How is this going to balance out in the long term in terms of taking resources away from somewhere else? So that was something new, wasn't it? That
you started your question, Darris. Are you asking me now? Because I want to make sure I'm not answering his question.
No, I want to understand the concerns that you have, and are they substantially different than what the situation would have been in February with the new thing you were going to do?
Well, the answer is somewhat similar to what I said to Doug earlier. That is that given the staff and the capacity we had at the time, we felt with longer-term building specials and building sort of a library of those specials, which could also be moved from city to city or whatever,
right,
that there was less need for, you know, higher-level staff, et cetera. You probably would have had to, over time, if you continued that, beef up our script writing and so forth, which has to happen either way. But at the time, we felt if given the fact, and it's been mentioned already, that we can make high-quality camp videos, high-quality feast videos, etc., because we have time, and believe me, Clay and Clint and Peter and others spend lots of time on these things,
right,
that to do that, we could create specials pretty much with the staff we had, though I will not say that we could have done it without suddenly saying, oh, this is not working, we need to add somebody. Darris and the other two presenters will tell you, I'm sure, and I hope he doesn't mind me saying this openly, but they struggle with the idea of the time and the effort to put a script together that they feel totally good with and can come in and make. We always end up trying to, you know, piece together what we think is going to work. And so weekly television puts a tremendous load on the whole staff if we are going to make the quality that we want to make. Now, that is not to take away from the quality of what we are making, in the sense that we've decided what we're doing it, we've tried different things, somewhat to the frustration of presenters sometimes, I've asked for different things and so forth, we have tried different things. If we go to commercial television even now, we're talking about perhaps launching, as Dara said, on April 1st, and correct me if I misrepresent this, but launching on April 1st with more or less what we've got, with some beefing up to the best of our ability, and then hopefully through the summertime getting really geared up for a fall launch that would hit the fall season with maybe an improved program, whether it's in format, whether it's in style, whether it's in set, all those things. So those are things that we have to consider.
Fair enough.
Darris may want to comment.
And I would, yes. The presenters and current production staff, including Peter, we have long felt that what we have done has laid a foundation, and with the support for resources, it can very easily be taken to another level to produce all the things we're talking about, plus the support of the council, the administration, most importantly, that support generated throughout the entire church, as I said at the beginning, because it's a whole church effort. And that means the president and the primarily as the administrative head, encouraging, writing, talking about it, making it, it's got to become a part of our culture, not just television so much, but art as what we are doing in preaching the gospel and that whole effort and working that together to have people supporting it, and certainly most of all praying that God would bless it. So we feel we are very close to that particular point. Paul, is that a follow-up?
Well, it's before we get off on another subject, I mean, unless Jason wants, if we can finish this one, I got one more and I'm done.
Okay. Jason, were you going to add to it?
Yeah, I was just going to answer it in budget terms. Mm-hmm. From a R&D or perspective for the web, we had a portion in the mix as far as about $70,000 earmarked for contracted services or profession for for R&D. So that is no longer in the current mix. So for that gradual shift as far as what we can do with the web, those dollars are no longer available. Plus, we earmarked two additional hires in the budget, thinking in terms of a web hires with the push towards weekly television. Those two hires will be needed to be able to fulfill the TV component. So the hiring that we wanted to target for web development, and then the additional dollars as far as R&D, we're going to have to figure out a way to be able to do that without additional hires, because going on weekly television, you'll need those resources to be able to do so. So that's the context of how it relates to web development. With the commitment now to weekly TV, we've got to rethink how we'll be able to do web development and apply resources to that going forward.
Yeah, Scott was mentioning to me that, just a reminder, that we've already got existing staff to begin to put on this, and we discussed putting one, Tom Disher, for instance, on this particular project that would be devoted to the web development. So, okay. Paul?
Okay, I have one final question. It's
okay.
On the opposing page 4, where it says in the longer paragraph above the subheading print publications. Here again, my interest is in understanding the concerns of the administration. It says that its concern is that most of the internet budget in this plan goes into advertising to promote print. Is that a reference to the fact that our search engine, you know, when we get people via the web, we're offering them print?
That's a pretty good summary, yes.
Okay. Isn't that was also true of what was presented in February, is it not?
In what way?
The electronic media presentation in February had, you know, a component there for internet search advertising, which I assume at the time would also have been advertising, you know, the good news and whatever. Or is that a false understanding?
Well, that's a relatively accurate understanding, but our position has been, and Peter can comment, but our position has been all along that that kind of search ad and word advertising needs to, as much as possible, send people to our websites, and that the search engines, and the point of this advertising, a lot of it is, can be search engine related as opposed to book their offers. Mm-hmm. For the most part, now Peter's doing two things, and he may have to explain it because I may mess it up here, but we're doing two things. We're advertising keywords. We're paying Google, right, and so forth to promote our keywords. Mm-hmm. But when people click on those keywords, in a sense, they come to a booklet offer. He's also advertising banner ads, which he's found produces a better combined result. But those banner ads, in most cases, maybe every case, and Peter had to clarify, but they advertise a piece of literature or the good news or whatever. So the banner ads and the search ads together produce a higher response, but that response is still primarily print.
Right.
We are not saying that we shouldn't have been doing that or shouldn't be doing it right now. We're saying we've got to think in terms of people who find us on the web are obviously web savvy and theoretically could be much more oriented to working with us on the web if we were developing a web presence that allowed them to do that, including the Bible studies we're trying to launch, which are coming along and we're going to be happy with, I think, including perhaps some more interactive approaches, which you asked about a year ago. How do we engage people? That requires people, and it requires development of a different kind than just getting them to click on our material.
Right.
And then, of course, the clicks have to lead to something at some point. Peter had a hand up, so I don't want to leave you now.
Yeah, I was just going to add to that. The February plan that was presented included $360,000 directly for search engine marketing. Mm-hmm. The proposal the media committee is putting forward is $464,000. But as has already been acknowledged, it's up to the administration to choose how to spend that. It may not all go into SEM. It's been mentioned by Mr. Salyer and Mr. Lovelady that some of that may be needed for research and development as well. So that's up for the administration to decide how to use that $464 that the media committee is putting forward. But yes, there's a big chunk from the February plan too, directly for SEM. What we're doing more with our internet advertising now is we're not automatically offering the Good News magazine. They have to specifically check the button to request that now when they see a booklet ad, which is cutting back on print publications that we're providing. We're also encouraging people more to read it online. If they want a hard copy, they can get it. The search engine marketing does bring in booklet requests and magazine subscriptions, that's true. But it's also driving millions and millions of people to our website and making them aware of what we have to offer, even if they don't subscribe. And we've actually now had billions of people see our ads, as you'll see in the United News article this month. Billions of people are seeing our ads every year. So there's a certain awareness of our brand, even if they don't subscribe. So there's a dual benefit, driving people to our site to see what we have, and some do subscribe to print publications or read it online. But more and more, we're trying to encourage them to read it online. We're cutting back on, for example, how many pieces they can order at once. It used to be 5, now it's 3. Maybe we'll cut it back even more to encourage them to read it online right now. But on the Beyond Today program, we do the same thing. the presenters say, go read it right now. We'll send you a print copy if you want, but you can read it right now. Go to beyondtoday.tv, and you've got it for free.
Okay. Larry? Dare I prolong this discussion? We just keep in mind, Paul and all of you, that when we're talking about what Peter was talking about with good news subscriptions and so forth, it is true that we are no longer automatically adding the good news to lots of things where it was an automatic before. That has caused, of course, the circulation to decline. And even these numbers that are in the current plan, 256,000 GNs added through these methods, may not offset the total loss through the annual annual renewal and the circulation decline due to not offering it just, can I call it willy-nilly, to everybody. You know, it doesn't happen anymore. So our good news subscription list will be declining, and if we want to put a lot of money into it to build it back up, then we have to decide, and Darris and I have talked about this, the committee's talked about it, we want as much as possible to screen those subscribers, have quality subscribers, people who want to read the magazine, not have this continual drop-off in the renewal cycle. But my point is just that you can't have your cake and eat it too. If we're going to not put all this money into print advertising, then we also have to accept the good news circulation will drop.
No, I appreciate your point, and I agree with you. My point is that I see in both what you presented in February and in this plan, in this one area, there is a certain commonality there because we are in a transition state.
Yes, agreed.
So it also applied. I could have made the same statement in February about what you presented.
Oh, agreed. So agreed.
Yeah, there's a commonality. We're in transition, and I agree with the point you're making.
And I would just add one comment that we see the television programming as it develops to whatever as a means of as one of the means of adding a high quality subscriber, because that person has already engaged us at that level, and they have the ability to even read something online while they're watching before they would even subscribe to it in print. So we feel that that source would give us a very good quality subscriber, and there are other ways to develop a quality subscriber base as well, which would be on this discussion. Doug?
Quickly, from what I've heard, it sounds like there's a lot of commonality presently between what the administration, so I would either be correct, had originally proposed and some of the components of this current plan. So and if I know that their concerns have been highlighted here, which is a good thing. I appreciate that. That's why I'm asking questions about it, just to clarify. But it sounds like the difference between the two plans is the percentage of money, if you guys correct me if I'm wrong, that's being allocated to internet development versus television programming development. Is that the primary difference between the two?
I wouldn't put it so much in the amount of money, okay, Doug, as in the direction and the recognition of the factors that go into that. Like Darris said, we could talk about that a long
time. I'm not wanting to.
But when you talk about which way you're going, the fact that he put the hub up here with the web and things pointing to the web, and the web's not only the hub, it is a spoke that also leads people to the web, as we just described with search advertising. Right. But it was more the direction and the intent of recognizing we can't do everything that we would like to do at the same time, so we have to establish priorities. We have been working on the basis of the priorities originally established in the strategic plan. And as I asked Darris in the media committee recently, well, if the council has plans to make major changes to the strategic plan, then that will affect all of this going forward as well. But we've been operating on the basis that the first and highest strategy in media was to develop the web to make ourselves more not only ubiquitous, but also to make ourselves more financially capable of keeping up with that should the economy decline, et cetera, because with rising costs in every other sector over time, print and paper and postage and so forth, that the internet is sort of our definite fallback position, even if it weren't your primary position,
sure.
But it has to be developed. So yes, the simple answer to your question is web development requires money, it requires people. Darris mentioned earlier not spending all of the budget the last couple of years, which is true, partly because of lack of a, quote, agreed plan, partly because web development requires long-term people in a way that some of the other things we can do, including the plan that we put on the table in February, does not require. Now, I didn't know, I mean, I'm happy to discuss this, but I don't know that there's any profit in necessarily comparing the two plans, because as far as I know, the February plan isn't on the table. This plan is on the table. So we need to talk about the quality and the, sure, and the value of this plan as opposed to necessarily the comparison.
Right. I wouldn't be asking these questions if the concerns of the administration were embedded within the, with us here. And I appreciate that being there because it generates it. Because I just want to know if the administration feels like this plan, well, I think it can work. You know, like I said, it's exciting to me to just talk about this. But
Doug, we feel that it can work too.
Sure.
In fact, we as a committee feel that this helps shape the plan that has been needed,
right,
to accomplish the very goals that are talking about with the web, and as Larry just articulated, using all the components. That's where we are.
Now, I just want to be sure that I'm considering anything that the administration feels needs to be understood and discussed. You guys may have discussed it, but we're the body that has to decide it.
That's true.
And so, in fairness, I'm not trying to drag this out. I'm really, really not. It's just that because I haven't talked with him about any of these details at all, or any of you for that matter.
Maybe it would help, Darris, to clarify that, again, as far as I understand, you're discussing this plan for right now in this budget year, and we have to somewhat modify or add to or repeat for the February discussion of what goes into the operations plan and strategic plan for the GCE.
That's right.
So any objections that we're making in here, in a sense, are simply preparatory to saying we would like to see certain things going forward as we move into February. We're not objecting, in a sense, to this plan at this time.
Right.
We're saying here are the concerns that are in it,
gotcha,
that if it becomes a pattern going forward, that we would lose something.
We're talking about the last half of the fiscal year.
Basically,
the last third of the fiscal year.
Last third.
We're primarily talking about getting the TV up and rolling. Right. That's pretty much where this starts.
Okay.
Right, Darris?
That's
am
it.
I okay on
and,
that?
Well, that's the primary focus of it. Yeah. So, Doug,
no, I appreciate
all your questions answered then? Okay, for the sake of I'm sorry, Bill?
Yeah, there are just a couple of basic questions.
Sure.
Before asking those, could I just say that I am supportive of this program. I think one of the real benefits we're going to get from it is that it's going to generate a very positive reaction within the church community itself. Mm-hmm. And just how that positive reaction will translate into some material benefit, we'll have to wait and see. But I think it's a very important part of the program, in fact, with the concept that is going to generate, it's going to react very positively within the church community. On page 2, there is the second bullet point. Television historically generates a high-quality subscriber or prospect. I'd just like you to elaborate a little on that, if you wouldn't mind, because anecdotally, I believe historically that wasn't the case, that in fact we felt that whilst we reached many people and we had many subscribers come to us from the World Tomorrow program, that in fact we never really regarded them as high-quality responses.
Peter, I'm going to let you comment on that. Dad, since not sure we discussed that.
That's not fair.
There are a couple of advantages. First of all, television is a very persuasive medium. Secondly, a half-hour program gives you time to educate your viewership on various subjects. And if someone gets to the point where they are interested enough to request the literature and learn even more, we regard those as a higher quality subscriber than someone who just responds to, say, a blowing card in a magazine where there's very little information. But from the television program, they can learn a lot about us before they even decide to subscribe or to call in. It's a higher quality subscriber than some other methods, like I mentioned, blowing cards and things that give very little information up front about what they're really getting. The responses in Canada are showing that 35% of viewers are repeat customers. And they're coming back each week. And if there's a new booklet offered, they call in for that one. And so they are learning quite a bit about what we teach. And we regard those as fairly high-value subscribers. And like I said, in Canada, 35% are repeat callers, are already on the file and want to know more, which is a pretty good percentage overall. So that would be an initial comment on the fact that they are high-quality subscribers and high-quality some others. Another way to read it is in renewal results to our magazine, with the good news. In general, people that came on file as a result of the internet renew their magazine subscription the least of almost anything we do. Things that are the highest are those who responded to a Reader's Digest ad, followed by television and radio programming. They're among the highest renewals, higher than our average for the Good News magazine, those who responded to television and radio. So that's another reason to regard them as higher value subscribers than some other areas.
Okay, well,
does that answer your question?
That answers that question. My second question relates to the yellow portion on page 3.
Yes.
And it's a very basic question again. Is you say, to fulfill the strategy, we will begin placement of Beyond Today on commercial broadcast television by April 1, 2010. Has the committee considered the actual format of the current Beyond Today television program, and whether that really needs to be rejigged, changed, varied, in order to make it more suitable for... I'm not saying it's not suitable, mm-hmm. but has it been considered that format might well need to change to take full advantage of commercial television opportunities?
Yes. Larry alluded to that already, and that's been more of a production team, media department, ongoing discussion, not so much the committee, but since I'm on both, or at least the production team, I can say we are continuing to look at that. We've made adjustments and understand that, that's an ongoing work, and we will make more adjustments as needed. So, Larry, do you...
Well, just to briefly discuss that in the committee the other day, but we decided there was not the place and time, especially given the fact that we used the whole day for other things, to get to trying to rework any format. We wanted to sit down and talk about those questions and what we could do, obviously changing the set, various other things, but lots of things kind of have to come together to know which you're doing. In other words, you can't redo the set if you're going to change the format, or, you know, if you're going to change the format, you have to redo the set. Various things that we need to talk about. So that's one of the reasons for looking at April 1st as perhaps, and we haven't totally agreed on this, but as perhaps sort of a preliminary launch into commercial TV from which we can read the responses, et cetera, as we take some time then during the summer to prepare what we think is the best format, putting our best foot forward starting the new season. So at this point, we have all kinds of ideas about what that might be, but we don't know the answer. We don't have a magic bullet for what's the best format. You know, even the guys have said, you know, if we need a new presenter, if we need a young person to help out here, whatever, there are different ways to look at this that we simply have not put any energy into at this time.
Well, I expect it's all part of your transition program, isn't it?
Of course.
Develop. Just one last comment, which is not a question. But, on page 4, Darris, and the major paragraph, mm-hmm. just prior to print publications,
yes.
It says, toward the bottom of that paragraph, the administration's concern is that the council will include in any future media mix a transition strategy of 3 to 5 years. I don't quite understand that, the way it's expressed.
The problem is entirely in the way it's expressed, I believe. and seriously, this was actually rewritten late last night as a result of discussions among us. And as a result, that comes out sounding like it's a concern that if you do it, that's a problem. The reality is that means we are concerned that you not do this, that yeah. if it doesn't get done, that would be a problem. We are very concerned that you focus on and decide to, in the committee and in the council, to move forward with a transitional plan so we can look at 3 to 5 years where we're going to be. So, good call, but that's it's in the wording. It's not in the intent. Yeah.
That's what I understood, but I just wanted to confirm.
You are right.
All right.
Roy?
I'm just going to mention that my understanding, and Larry and Peter can speak to this, is that television is the one medium whereby you can test and really find out how effective a program is. Many of the TV stations presently have, well, they know by the Nielsen ratings, other ratings, how many people generally watch a particular time slot. And you put your program in there and your numbers drop, or they go way up, it will give you an indication of how effective it is. And addressing what Bill had, I think one of the recommendations that I've heard from this committee and the administration also is that we begin testing to start with. There are certain key markets that you can go into that demographically portray the whole United States, and you can get a feel for how this would play across the country. And so you can experiment with different formats, different lengths of time, you know, that type of thing. And so I don't think that we're talking about jumping into something in a huge way to start with. We need to find out the best format in the testing.
Larry? Just so we're all on the same page here, it remains to be seen on Sunday morning television, if that's where we're going, just how much Nielsen is available there. Now, if Canada can get Nielsen ratings on vision, much of American Sunday morning television is more infomercial time, as it's called, and they don't actually even run the Nielsen ratings for some of it. There may be some that they do. One of the things, coming back to Paul's question earlier about the comparison between the programs, or Doug's question, I guess, when we were talking about putting it in various markets on various times, weeknights, et cetera, outside the Sunday morning block, we could get Nielsen ratings. So there is a little bit of difference. The two things we're going to have to measure on Sunday morning is cost per response, of course. I mean, is it working like we measure in Canada? The other is cost per thousand in sense of what is your reach. If this television station, for instance, Vision in Canada is available to 11 million people. Nielsen tells us that out of that 11 million, 20,000 are tuned in when Beyond Today is on. So they can tell you how many people are out there, how many are tuning in, and then we know how many respond. In the U.S., if we cannot get Nielsen ratings, we'll be forced to measure by reach, because they can tell us how many people theoretically watch this station. Obviously, you would know if it's WGN, but if it's something local in Cincinnati, then you have to find out what their reach is. And so you could be just paying for how many people are you reaching. How many people are out there that could tune in? And then you look at your CPR, and obviously we'd like to see CPR. That's what we really want, is to see that response. But if that response is low, then you have to balance the question of, do we want it out there just more or less as a witness because it is available, or do we want to go to places where people are responding? Peter, you had a comment on the Nielsen on Sunday morning. You maybe marked the date on that. Last I talked to John and all, that simply was not normally available on
Nielsen
Sunday morning.
Nielsen ratings Sunday mornings are a lot more limited to what you can get. And you do often have to go on what the station believes its reach is and what its audience is based on previous programming options. I might mention that on the April 1st launch date, we can make a few minor modifications to the set fairly easily, change the backdrop out, change the truss look perhaps, and adjust some lighting for a visual improvement come April 1st, and then deciding later in the year with an August launch if we want to make any major modifications. So we can certainly tweak a few things initially to enhance what we're doing.
Larry? Well, since I see that somewhere in the agenda, facilities got put back on the agenda, which I suppose is a response to Clyde's presentation the other day, talking to Clay and Clint and others, Peter wasn't there at the time, I think he was down here, but the TV studio, the media center, if we do, in fact, relocate it, for example, downstairs as Clyde proposed, we would be really unwise, in our opinion, not to make that center big enough to have not only a sit-down set like we have now, but a stand-up set like we would need, and then maybe a corner for interviews and so forth. The guys were just searching yesterday for an interview location off-site where they could sit down and talk with people about particular projects. We just don't have that space. So just as we talk about this subject and look forward to facilities, keep in mind that the media center is not just relocating from one place to the other. It would be a considerable expansion in capacity, in flexibility,
functionality,
in location.
Yeah. I might also add some of the other matters of working with the format to answer Bill's question. Or we've already even recently begun to do. A couple of weeks ago, we sent a crew of our young people. Liz Cannon is here, and she, cameraman, and Jamie Scriver was here, and he was part of that as well. They went downtown to Fountain Square and got some on-the-street interviews for a program that I will present probably next month now on Life After Death Reincarnation, and interviewed people on the street. So that's just one idea that, you know, would add a great deal to the program.
Let's go ahead and take a break.
We'll take a break?
Yeah.
We're at the time limit for what was allotted here, I recognize. We've got two other sections to cover.
Yeah, we will continue with this, but we've been here before.
How long do you want to take then?
Let's take a 15-minute break.
15-minute break?
Slow dose.
Okay.